guys, welcome back to Rejuvenate Spice It Up. It's been an amazing season so far, right? Would you say that? Thank you so much for being a part of this family. If you're just joining us, thank you so much for joining us and listening to this episode. And this podcast is a podcast for self-improvement and self-growth. It is rejuvenation, which is which is rejuvenating your body, mind, and soul, and spicing it up, which is the fun and interesting and, you know, more like banter side of the podcast. So it is, it gives you like a, you know, feel of two different, you know, aspects, just to make everything feel a little bit lighted up in the room and not too like dull and all that. But the main focus here is for self-improvement, self-growth, things to take care of ourselves and things to learn from, and how we can keep rejuvenating our body, mind, and spirit. Yeah, so welcome back to another episode in season 4. And today we're going to be talking about the rejuvenation of the body. We have been focusing so much on rejuvenation of the mind, and I'm gonna, you know, share with you guys some topics in focus of rejuvenation of the body. This particular topic for this episode, I'm gonna start this way because we are at the end of the year, and we all know everywhere, wherever you're located, most population in the entire globe, it's gonna have a little bit of cold feeling, right? We're gonna have a little bit of cold feeling. We're located where it's just a little bit chilly. We're located where it's the extreme and it's winter and snowing and all of that. We're all getting ready to what's that. Starting from the fall season, starting from the rainy season, we kind of progress into a much, much colder time of the year. So we are all getting ready for not just the festive season, but also the cold season. We do not want to celebrate our festive seasons feeling sick and, you know, not wanting to step out and enjoy, you know, the festivities and all of that. We are going into the season where Jesus is the reason for the season. So we are approaching the Christmas season, and we all know that this is a season where, you know, people just share pure love and, you know, get to, you know, interact with family, friends, and all of that, and just experience the beauty of, you know, pure love and all of that. So we do not want to spend that time sick, do we? No. So these are I'm gonna share with us certain things and, you know, properties that we have right before our eyes, you know, natural things that we've been blessed and provided with on planet Earth that could help you, you know, strengthen your body and your cores for, you know, this particular period and season that we are entering into. It is getting colder, we cannot lie about that, and we all are kind of like, you know, buckling up and warming up, be it with people or be it with, you know, layers and layers of clothing. But to strengthen your body inside out, I'm gonna be sharing some things that most of us might probably know, and, you know, based on where these podcast has been listened at, I know these are people who have deep-rooted cultures in embracing herbs and you know, natural things, including my home country. And I know we technically use some of these things in our day-to-day, and, you know, cooking, for those who cook, right? Because I mean, not all of us cook, right? So for those who cook, I'm pretty sure you guys use most of these things but do not know how important they are and the properties and how they can be so useful during the season. Some people just like consume them but don't know the you know, strong importance of them and why not as well take them as serious and just be like, oh, it's because of my mom makes this, I'm used to this and da da da. We take this when we get a cold, a flu or whatever. Before you begin to get any of this, these are things that we could take to strengthen our bodies and strengthen our cores. We pretty much, some of us probably got exposed to some of these properties and, you know, herbs and ingredients during the COVID-19 when we hit, for you guys to utilize to get stronger, for especially those that were hit. But we're gonna we're gonna remind ourselves about these things and kind of start prepping towards that period, and make sure that we're ready. So this is the first part of, you know, or not necessarily the first part, because I feel like I've covered some topics, but this is for this season. We're touching, you know, based on the rejuvenation of the body. We have to strengthen our bodies in order for our minds to also be strengthened, but the most important is to strengthen the internal part of us, our spirits. If it's broken, nothing can move, right? So let's get into it, not to digress or speak for too long. We're gonna be talking about some herbs, fruits and all of that. Now, we all know some of the common, you know, herbs. We know ginger, we know cinnamon, we know cayenne pepper, we know all of this stuff. Well, yes, they are very important, filled with antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties that can help you guys to calm down any foreign substance in your body. And when your body responds with that inflammatory response, these natural herbs are there to be a natural provision of stopping or reducing the inflammation going on. They are meant to fight these foreign substances and presence in your body. We'll talk about the viruses flying in the air, the bacteria flying in the air during the season. It's extremely important that we strengthen ourselves and equip ourselves with these herbs and take them consistently. If you normally don't take these herbs, like you eat food that doesn't have like ginger or garlic, or you feel like, I don't like these things, I would suggest there are many different ways to take these that would be less hurtful to the nose. I'll use that term. You feel like, oh, these things, you know, they don't taste good in my mouth and all that. Well, there are different ways where you could kind of like spice, like make them feel nicer rather, and improvise, right? One thing that I'm very much used to and I want to share is and kind of emphasize on it is spiciness. I mean, spiciness coming from pepper, it is extremely important. You guys don't know, I know many people listening right now would be like, oh, I'm not a spice person, I don't like pepper, you know, I don't like hot stuff. I get it, but there's, you know, there's mild, medium and fiery, hot, right? So take the one that, you know, you can withstand. But trust me, having pepper in what you eat is very, very helpful, excuse me. And it's going to be very helpful during the season, just because pepper has that, you know, properties to help you with cold and all of that. Most especially, a popular pepper that people might know is cayenne pepper. But if you're not familiar with cayenne pepper, there are other types of peppers that, as far as in the pepper family, they really help your body with your immune system in fighting these foreign substances that, you know, can lead to cold and flu and all of that. So, you know, a consistent consumption of that would help. Not to overwork your body with pepper, especially if you're not used to it, because, you know, when you introduce something new to your body system, you want to make it get used to it, especially if it's a natural process, right? You want to make it get used to it. So introduce it bit by bit. But if it's something you do in a seasonal period, you can do that just because you know it can help. Back home, there's something we call pepper soup, and it's like 90% of it is pepper, right? It's just pepper and making soup mixed with pepper, and then you can add other things you want to add. You can add your meats and fish or whatever it is you want to add to it, or for vegetarians, your tofu and all of that. But you know, there are different places and different ways that they make pepper soup, but it's really good. Like, it has a really nice feeling when you take that. Your body just feels warm, you know what I mean? And it's filling. Like, those who don't know, like, when you eat something spicy, it actually makes you feel like it's filling. Like, you don't maybe tend to be like, did I eat something? Because you know you ate something, and it kind of like just like hits up every part of your digestive system, right from your mouth down to your stomach. Like, it just warms up everything in your body, and you're not just feeling like, you know, warm on the outside when you cover yourself up, but you're feeling warm internally. And that's a really good feeling to have during this period. Ginger is another type of spice. It has its own type of heat and like hotness, not pepper hotness, but you can tell when you eat like raw ginger and stuff, or when you eat raw garlic. So both of those herbs are really, really important. Like, I'm gonna emphasize on those two. They are very important for you guys to consume during this season. Start consuming them frequently as much as you can, because they really would protect and, you know, fight those foreign substances, and you'd barely get sick, right? Except your body is just like, you know what, I'm programmed to get sick at this period, I will anyway. But even if it does, it might not be as, you know, bad as it normally would be when you have your seasonal allergies and flus and all of that. So garlic is very, very important. Another antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. And also with the ginger, also you can make ginger tea. Most of us like get ginger teas and buy and all that, which is nice, because I sometimes get ginger teas and buy, right? But also I would personally suggest, because I do this more often, I'll personally suggest getting raw ginger and making raw ginger tea and raw garlic tea. They're really nice. For ginger tea, I mean, it doesn't have a taste to it and everything, although it might have a harsh feeling when you take it. But for garlic tea, yes, most people don't really like the smell of garlic, you know, the taste of garlic and all of that. You know, for us that we just eat it raw like that, I mean, you eat it raw and then you like eat a clove and go brush your teeth or something, put a mouthwash in and all of that. But if you want to make it in the form of a tea, it's also going to have that taste and feeling. If you want to tone it down, the effect of that garlic smell and taste, I suggest you can add something like raw honey. Just add like a teaspoon of raw honey and mix it depending on the size of the garlic tea that you're making. And one clove, two cloves can be enough. Just chop them and put them in boiling water and boil it for like a certain amount of time, like maybe 45 minutes. And you can add raw honey just to give a little bit of flavor and kind of, you know, tone out that heavy scent of the garlic. But it doesn't take away the work of the properties, because guess what, raw honey is something else that you know we can take that can help us fight these foreign presence in our bodies during this time. And it's also very great property during this period, and it helps. Raw honey is also good to consume during this time. The next one I'm going to talk about is turmeric. Yes, turmeric. So most of you guys know it, most of you guys don't know of it, most of you guys know that yes, it does help. Some of you guys don't know that it helps, but not just using turmeric for other things, maybe for your skin and all of that. You also take it, you also use it to cook, I'm guessing. So yeah, turmeric is something that you can add as an ingredient in your meals, depending on what you're making. And also the other things that I've mentioned, including the honey, you're making smoothies, you can put raw honey instead of maybe like sugar and all that stuff. And you're cooking. Most of my meals, to be honest, I don't think I ever miss like ginger or garlic, except I'm making like traditional soups, which clearly like majority of them doesn't work well with, you know, the presence of those. But there are many other meals that, to to be honest. Even down to like I'm making omelets, like frying eggs, scrambled, whatever, I put garlic and ginger in it, so I'm pretty much used to that. And so cooking with those things are really helpful. Like, just get used to it, and in time your body will get used to those things, and you don't know how much these herbs are really helping you fight a lot of things without knowing, just because you've adding them to your home cooked meal. And so it's important that we do that. I know when you make your home cooked meal, use a cayenne pepper, use a thyme, use a curry. Yeah, sometimes use your ginger, you sometimes use your cinnamon, which is also another important herb to help you fight off, like, you know, the cold and the flu, and, you know, protect you against those foreign presence in your body. So we've talked about garlic, we've talked about ginger, we've talked about cayenne pepper, we've talked about honey, we've talked about, you know, I've mentioned cinnamon, I've mentioned, you know, a little bit of curry and thyme. Yes, thyme and thyme is very, very important. Thyme, really, you guys might not know, but it has its own heavy properties when it comes to fighting foreign substances in your body. I've talked about turmeric. Many more herbs out there. I'm pretty sure, like I said, wherever you're located in the globe, everyone is blessed with their own, you know, local type of herbs that you might not find everywhere, but it is unique to your land. And you know that these herbs help to fight and prevent, you know, certain types of illnesses before they happen, or to help you get better from those illnesses. But these are, you know, general. I think some of these herbs that I've mentioned, rather, are general herbs and properties that we could find out there and, you know, get used to. We're gonna go into the fruits. So orange is of course we all know this, natural and buoyant source of vitamin C. Vitamin C is really helpful in protecting the body from foreign substances. We all probably at some point growing up have taken this vitamin C tablets and all of that. Well, just consume your oranges, and, you know, also lime and lemon. This is something that sometimes I make when I make tea. Even if it's with the tea with, you know, in the pack, I can just squeeze in lime or lemon in there, just to give it that, like, you know, extra natural presence. But sometimes you can just boil water and squeeze in lemon in there, or you can make lime water, but boil the water and squeeze in one of those, or even both, and maybe add a little bit of raw honey just to give it a little bit of taste. And just drink that like in the morning and at night before you go to bed, so that your body feels warm, ready for the day, and your body feels warm, ready for the night. Those have incredible properties that can really help prevent these foreign substances and foreign presence in your body before, you know, they come during that season. So before they attack and kind of shield your fighter cells and killer cells from these, so that, you know, your body is kind of protected. But yeah, lime or lemon water. If you also make ginger tea, you can also put lemon in it or lime in it, squeeze in that and add your raw honey. So you can mix some of these things. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I have to make just ginger tea and lemon tea separate. Like, you could mix some of these things together, and then you can just add cinnamon. Just put your cinnamon stick in it and you're good to go. More fruits and vegetables that can help, you know, preppy for the winter season. And as we go, we eat, because it's not just the herbs, right? It's also the fruits and veggies, like I mentioned, you know, examples of the orange and the orange family, but there are also other fruits out there. We got kiwi, we have carrots, I mean, that's in the vegetables. But you know, eating all of those things helps with your mucosal membranes, you know, boosting your immune system, Fruits like watermelon have natural water and liquid to eat. So when you consume, you know, a good amount of watermelon, it kind of helps with, you know, your mucosal membrane too. Instead of having all those clogged up mucuses and everything, it kind of like just thins out things and kind of helps your respiratory tract and all of that. So consuming fruits like that, for example, can be very helpful. And that's not, you know, that wouldn't be the only property that it would have. You know, there are also other, you know, chemical properties that, in the natural chemical properties that it has to help you during the season. We've said carrots too. We've said, you know, lots of, you know, vegetables that has, you know, vitamin C, has a lot of fiber. You also want stuff that has a lot of fiber, because we're in the cold season, and like I did say, encourage warm liquid, sometimes hot liquid, because it kind of helps ease your digestive system when you eat. You know, kind of opens up everything for you for easy excretion and all of that. So you need fiber products too. You need fiber meals, fiber foods, and that would help, you know, ease all of that. So things are not being like constricted and all of that. So we need those properties. There's some fruits I'm gonna mention. We've got kiwi. I think I just mentioned kiwi now. Kiwi is high in vitamin C and dietary fiber properties and helps with your immunity. We've got grapefruit. You know, majority love grapefruit. A lot of people love using grapefruit, so get the one that you like. They're also filled with those vitamins and minerals that are essential for, you know, boosting your immune system, because at this period it's more and more of boosting the immune system. We need to boost up our immune system, especially if you know that you're already at risk for being immunosuppressed in seasons like this, where viruses and bacteria fly around. We want to boost it and prepare ourselves before any attack and all of that. So let's keep boosting our immune system. Dates also are really good. You might not have known, but dates are really good in vitamins and minerals. I personally don't really like dates, most especially like, you know, the dried ones. I don't know, I don't really like the taste of it. Like, I just feel like it's too sweet, and then it has this after, I don't know how to explain it with the sweetness. But there are many ways you can eat it, just like how you'd have raisins in your cereal and everything. You can also mix it up, right? Like I said, these things, like, if you don't like them naturally, you can always add other things that could help you eat them properly, right? It can ease the taste of it. So you can mix it with, like, you know, putting your oats and, you know, in cereal and yeah, stuff like that. Or your yogurt, like if you get your yogurt, you can put that in and then, you know, eat it, right? And, you know, just something that doesn't make you taste that natural taste that it has that you do not like, right? So these are some, you know, fruits and vegetables, just a couple of them that could help. But beyond the fruits and vegetables, do not lack in vitamins and minerals and anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties to help boost your immune system, your body and everything, right? So yeah, that's that. Vitamin C provision. Fill up your system with lots of vegetables. Eat your vegetables, guys. Eat your vegetables. This is not the time to consume a lot of oil and cholesterol and milk. Like, all those stuff, yes, you can eat them, but have a balance. Because right now, what we need more of fruits, veggies, and herbs. Okay? So, as you use these herbs to cook, you can also consume them naturally. You make teas out of them, or just eat them raw. Or make, like, you know pastes and whatever it is that you're trying to make with these herbs. Utilize them well. Like I said, if your body is not used to some of these things, take it step by step. Don't over consume or do too much with it. Just moderate amounts that makes sense. And yeah, you guys would see the major difference and your body being charged up, ready for this season. Trust me, they really help, because there's just sense of warm feeling from the inside. You can tell that you've taken something that is working inside of your body. It's not just by old belief that, okay, yes, you can literally feel it within that, yes, I am taking something that is helpful. So when you make your chicken noodle soup, when you make your wild rice soup, when you make your pepper soup, whatever it is, be sure to add ginger, garlic, and whatever it is that makes sense in that soup that you're making. And, you know, just add a little bit of more herbs and to bring in their, you know, each unique properties and help fight all these viruses and bacteria and all of that roaming around ready to attack people during this cold season. Anyway, this is a way to rejuvenate your body during this cold season. I'm going to be coming back with more topics and episodes on other things that we could do for our bodies to help us be healthy. As I share, I'm also learning certain things, you know, not the ones that I might be used to, but, you know, new things that, you know, I can do and, you know, adopt to help my body get firmer and stronger and nicer and glowing and all of that and all of that, all of that, all of that. And if at any point, you know, there's someone else that can also share something, it wouldn't be just me as your host, but there will also be a guest present. Anyway, that's that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You know, this was just very chill, but, you know, the topic was to rejuvenate your body. So hopefully you got one or two things that can help you get prepared for this cold season. And one last thing that I would mention is peppermint. Yeah, peppermint can also, it's, yeah, peppermint is also something that you could really, really much get used to during the season. It helps, okay? So before you get sick and down and having to run to the clinic or the hospital or the pharmacy, why not fill your body with the natural herbs, fruits, veggies, and substances that, you know, the Lord has blessed this earth with. That's why they're there. So let's utilize them, let's use them, and get our body kicking and, you know, strong and firm before it breaks down. Anyway, that's that. I will catch you guys in the next episode. I don't know what we're going to be talking about yet, but I will catch you guys in the next episode. My apologies for not dropping anything last week. And this week we're dropping something. We will, by God's grace, have something by Friday too. And also don't forget LNS with Esther, only on Spotify. We're also going to be updating the episodes over there too, and just having fun and chilling during the midnight. Anyway, that's for that. Not to rant too much. Thank you so much if you've listened so far up until this point. Thank you for sharing, following, subscribing, all of that. Keep dropping reviews and rating this podcast. I really appreciate when I see ratings and, you know, reviews and all of that. Even if it's private reviews, personal reviews, and I see them, I really appreciate it. If you have any suggestions for what we should talk about next, please feel free to reach out to me on my social media platforms. My Instagram is at chinon, again, chinonye.i. And you can also check the official page now on Instagram for this podcast, Rejuvenate N, capital N, Spice It Up on Instagram. And the very first, you know, official page, that old account for the podcast on X, which is R Spice It Up, R at R Spice It Up on X. Every single details of these are on the, you know, description. You can check them out and follow links to get to them. You can also reach out to me via the email rejuvenatespiceitup@gmail.com. You can just, you know, share your thoughts, suggestions, or if you'd like to collaborate, I'm here to, you know, work with you guys. Anyway, that's that. Hopefully you have an amazing week, and let's get ourselves prepared for not just the festive season, but the cold season. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Until then, ciao.